The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is now going to involve himself directly in an effort to solve the Ukraine war. On Tuesday, he called for a truce over Orthodox Easter, something that Russia has not agreed to. But on the same day, he also sent two letters, one to the Russians and the other to the Ukrainians, requesting that he should visit Moscow and Kyiv. The first of those trips will now be on Tuesday.
All we have on the agenda is his working lunch and meeting with the foreign minister, and then his reception later on the same day by President Putin. You know, as he said in his letters to both presidents, he hopes to talk about what can be done to bring peace to Ukraine urgently.
Diplomats speaking to me before the Moscow visit was officially confirmed welcome the Secretary General's new peace initiative.
Welcome any effort to address this ongoing problem, but I think the big issue is to ensure that the Russians abide by a ceasefire, that they also allow for access to civilians. But any effort to end the carnage is welcome.
You are absolutely delighted to see the Secretary General step forward. He has been very strong in his remarks to date. We now need to see action. And I think the suggestions that he's put out there in terms of engaging both parties brings the UN into the role that it properly assumes in its responsibility for international peace and security.
Before the start of the war, the Secretary General had tried to meet President Putin. They were both at the Winter Olympics in China at the same time. Then Russian officials said it wasn't possible to arrange a meeting. Now the Secretary General finds himself possibly involved in shuttle diplomacy between Moscow and Kyiv. Without doubt, this is the most important and probably the most difficult trip of his 5 years in office. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, at the United Nations.